Milton Council has approved the Britannia Secondary Plan, which envisions a new 900-acre community with 17,500 housing units, 9,300 potential jobs and more than 57,000 residents. However, some councillors raised concerns about the lack of provincial infrastructure to support the development. The new community will be located along Britannia Road, west of Thompson Road and east of 6th Line. Jill Hogan, Commissioner of Corporate Services, told Council at the Monday, January 27, meeting that the plan divides the area into five neighborhoods centered around activity hubs. It features a mix of housing types, urban village centers and transit-supportive development, with some areas allowing building heights of up to 24 stories. Development is set to roll out in phases, with Phase 1 anticipated to begin around 2028, dependent on the operational status of the lower baseline pump station. Each phase will be divided into stages, requiring 75% completion and adequate public services and funding before proceeding. While supporting the overall vision, Cown. Colin Best voiced strong concerns about Milton's existing infrastructure, particularly in healthcare, schools, and transportation. He pointed out that the Milton District Hospital, expanded in 2017, is already operating at full capacity, with wait times frequently surpassing those in Georgetown and Oakville, sometimes reaching 3 hours. "We're behind in schools, we're behind in transportation, and we're behind in healthcare," Best said, highlighting the challenges of accommodating the projected population influx. To address the challenges, Best proposed an amendment, which passed, to forward the plan to provincial officials, including Metrolinx, requesting expansions to Milton's hospital, schools and transportation infrastructure. "Considering there might be an election starting this week, it's a good time to re-inform them that we need help here," Best said. "If we're going to be approving this type of development, we need more provincial infrastructure." Council also greenlit the OMA official plan amendment at the meeting.